The perfect pour. So fucking money, it's like that Jedi mind shit.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer podcast. Hey, I'm Mikey.
Hey, I'm Nick.
And Matt Robot. Is Robot. Too busy to say his name.
Oh, hey, I'm Matt from The Perfect Pour. You might know me from other programs such as The Perfect Pour.
We're here. We're back in the studio this week.
In the saddle again.
Yeah. Feels good. We're going to sit here and talk about craft beer, indie beer.
Indie.
And even probably maybe bio beer, I'm guessing.
No bio beer.
We're not going to drink bio beer, but we're going to talk. We can talk
about
it.
Scared me for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have special guests, returning champions once again. Justin and Jacob. Jake from State Farm.
Hello.
Justin.
Hello.
There you go.
Thanks for having us.
Now you know the voices. They're imprinted on your brain.
Yes.
Forever. You're all good. We're all set to go. Peter Brewer has his jacket off. We're all good.
I do want to point out, I believe Jacob has ram pants on.
Oh, genius. Way to go, Jacob.
You're strong.
It's, yeah.
How many Rams players do you have on your fantasy team?
The Rams. Tell the Rams they're not in the playoff hunt, and they go crazy and win like mad. Every year.
They're sports shorts for people that didn't get the reference.
Sports shorts. All right, very quickly, let's get to the beers that we were tailgating with. We have been drinking beer before we started officially. Sorry.
We started without you, listener.
From Riley's Brewing in Madera, California, Catching Up. It's a brand new IPA from them. Catching Up India Pale Ale. It's got El Dorado, Amarillo, Hotamanonum. I don't think I've heard that one. Hop. Autonum, Ahtanum.
That's the new James Bond movie.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Cascade and Chinook hops. What did you guys think of that? Catching up, man.
If that fell into my basket when I was buying tortillas, I would not be upset.
It was good.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah,
pairs well with burritos is what he's saying.
Burrito. What's a burrito IPA?
I'd say they're definitely catching up on their IPA game. That was a solid game.
I thought about going there, but I didn't.
Six and a half seconds till the pun kicked in.
We also have, if you've been seeing this going around, the National Lampoon Christmas Vacation beers. We had the Yule Crack Up Gingerbread Stout. Where are they from?
The fish
brewing in
Fishtail Ales,
Olympia, Washington,
and Olympia, Washington, are doing these. And man, so gingerbread, right?
Yeah. So yeah,
very gingerbready.
So I can't say that any of us care about these beers because of the new vacation movie that just came out this year. I think we care about these beers because we care about the old vacation movies.
It's a Christmas vacation, man. Yeah. We're just ending Christmas now. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Beer.
Happy New Beer. And that thing was fun to drink, though. It wasn't like it was bad.
Open a new beer.
Oh, we got a couple more.
Okay.
We had the Barrel Age Rain Dance Imperial Stout from Riley's Brewing as well.
Whale, bro.
It has a handwritten label on it, so it must be special. I figure we're special then.
And or highly illegal.
So I guess this is not... Well, it's 2015. They have the rain dance out. Like, how did... Why do we have a hand-drawn label?
They have the normal rain dance. This is the barrel age.
Right? Oh, yes. We had barrel age.
Yeah, normal rain dance is a 22-ounce. This is a...
whatever it is.
This is a private reserve sample podcast beer.
Not for resale.
Podcast beer.
Yeah.
And then we had one more. What's that one, Nick?
The kickoff beer for the tailgate was courtesy of our guest tonight.
Who?
Four Seasons of Mother Earth Winter Imperial Barrel Aged Stout.
Yeah, the peanut butter stout, pretty much, barrel aged.
Yeah.
It does not say peanut butter.
Mother Earth.
Oh, gosh.
There is a note on the side. It says essence of peanut butter.
I've been corrected. There's a note on the
peanut
side.
Peanut butter essence.
Essence of peanut
butter. Oops, essence, almost forgot. Essence of these nuts.
What'd you guys think of that one, though?
Better than that can of Axe body spray. That was good.
That was good.
Mother Earth
that was good.
Mother has Earth, not man. Disappointed.
That's a $14 yet. Bottle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey. Pay it more respect.
It's pay $14. A little more respect, huh?
Yeah, a little respect, eh? Yeah. See?
You must do a triple Indy to earn this beer.
All right. Those we have caught up to our drinking. Now let's
get back to it.
I already opened this, but it had the same sound, non-sound.
I love gold.
It is Green Flash's Jolly Folly IPA. Whoa. This was a bit of a looking out for our listener. Kyle left this for us at the beer garden. It thanks you guys for what you guys are doing. Here's a little appreciation. So, thank you, Kyle. I haven't had it yet.
Had it.
You've had it.
No, I just wanted to say it.
Just landed recently, yeah.
Yeah, it is a recent Happy Holidays from their... It's from their series of, what is it? Their hop something series from Green Flash. I guess, I want to say it was 3BZine that had Green Flash and that this was like a mistake, like where they mixed two different, it's basically a blend, but they didn't mean to do it. And they decided, oh, this is pretty good and just decided to bottle it. That's the story anyway. They're going with
it. I'm sticking to it.
If the bearded brewer could get off his phone, he might be able to pour him something.
Yeah, get this beer. He was so itching to get a beer, and now he's like, man.
He's like, I don't care.
Snapchatting, guys.
Wow.
Smeckle
dude,
chat.
Keep that to yourself.
Oops, used my big glass.
He's got his priorities.
It smells very IPA.
This smells correct for a Christmas IPA, which is now a thing.
Christmas IPAs are everywhere now.
Aren't you guys supposed to make stouts? Well, we don't care.
Damn them. I love stouts.
Thanks, Sierra Nevada. The celebration.
Come on.
That's good.
It's a celebration. It got nice. Awfully quiet.
I'm not getting like, it's like kind of like a red IPA I'm getting, but.
You know, some citrus notes to it. Like
a little bit.
Little dank stickiness.
Yeah.
There you go.
Little there's citrus, dank, little dank, dankness. Little stick. That is, I would put a Yule log on and have one of these beers. That's kind of what would happen.
What's the ABV on that?
It is 7.7.
7.7. Would you believe 7.7?
71 IBUs.
Okay.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. There's a poem on the side if you
can. No.
'Tis a Christmas poem. Wonderfully citrus and piney like trees. Its fresh hoppy fragrance makes us weak in the knees. See, it rhymes.
Yeah.
'Tis a poem.
Yep.
Happy holidays. Taste enlightenment.
Happy enjoy holidays, this glass.
Everyone. Oh, we're using the wrong glasses, guys. Pour it out quick.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, no.
What kind of glass are you supposed to use for it?
The bulging Belgian type tulipy glass.
It's called a tulip.
These
ones are here?
Called a tulip. Oh, you guys got the tulip taste.
Okay, so half of us have to
so much better.
Damn it.
You can't enjoy it as much as I can.
Drinking it out of a jar.
They're tasting all five caps. We're just tasting seven. Four and a half.
I mean, I'm drinking mine from my hand. I have my hand, two hands just cupped and cupped I'm drinking it.
You chose poorly.
Still good. All right. So now we are caught up. We've got fresh beer out. We're ready to go. Ready to get back into the show. Ready for normalcy. Last week we were at Tioga Sequoia where we just watched Matt work.
Pretty much. We enjoyed hummus and chips and watched Matt work.
Yeah. I know. I remember you guys were just like, oh, there's probably going to be a moment where you could stop by for the podcast. And my eyes rolled like 360 degrees in the back of my head. And
yeah,
back, and
that'll be like, a moment.
I was like, no. And even Big Game, I know he was a couple of beers in by like 3 o'clock, but even he was just like, dude, I've never seen you work behind the bar. And he's all, I kind of heard of what Rush Day was going to be. And he's all, I didn't know you could perform that well with running that place.
That's what she said.
And I was like, mom. And I was like, this is just what I do.
It's what I do.
Well,
it's good training. That's all
it is. It was nice to have the podcast there because you guys were just kind of like, where can we sit that's kind of out of the way? And I'm like, we're just like, why not sit right at the bar, front and center?
Yeah, that was cool.
Take it over.
We need to have a banner next year. Because it was just everybody in line would look over at us and like, what the hell are those fuck nuts doing over there? With their dumb microphones.
We were kind of like when the Channel 30 goes to the Fresno Fair.
Yeah.
You know? Just,
yeah.
Like they just
but without
on.
Any oh, banners.
Yeah. Yeah.
With zero, don't with talk zero to them. Signage.
Just watch.
With like, you would just see people with cameras and you're like, who is that? Is that somebody making a whole movie? What is going on?
Oh my God, he keeps looking at me.
He keeps looking at me. Those guys are creepy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Creep me out. Those are the looks I got.
Yes.
Creep out looks.
Creep out looks.
All right. So, well, let's get to some culture then. Our weekly report on buyout beer. Who is the newest breweries to enter the buyout beer?
This is the thing now?
Yeah.
Every week.
Buyout beer report. That's what my new idea for a podcast. It's called The Buyout. And it's just about buyout beer.
All things that sell out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Breckenridge is now an AB InBev brewery.
Yep.
Breckenridge is from where?
London, I believe.
London?
I thought Breckenridge was Colorado.
Colorado, and then
they have right,
so
they're opening a brewery in London.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, Breckenridge is Colorado, then there's Four Peaks.
Yeah, Four Peaks is Arizona.
Arizona, and then yes, there is a London
Phoenix
one.
Area.
Oh yeah, Brewdog said, fuck those guys.
Brewdogs, those guys.
That was a nice little tweet there.
Yeah. We don't participate in your AB InBev.
We don't do that.
It's nice to see. It's kind of weird to see like
that was Camden.
Camden Brewing.
That was them.
That was
Breckenridge.
Breckenridge, Colorado. Yeah.
Camden's the one that AB InBev bought. That's in
no, UK. But somebody said London and
no, yeah, that's right. I think it was Camden. I was thinking of
we were tangenting.
Yeah, okay.
With the Brewdogs.
So they bought three in this.
So spoiler
past
alert:
week.
We're gonna talk about Brewdogs.
Yeah,
Brewdogs.
Brewdogs.
Yeah, Brewdog said he said that I'm pulling.
He's pulling
the beer.
It, yeah, the Hell's Lager.
Good.
Hell's Lager.
Hell's Lager.
The hatred goes across the pond.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, if the Brewdogs don't, then like who will?
Who else? Yeah.
That is one of the few industry people I've seen side against it.
Right.
I've seen the trend. I don't know if it's a trend. I don't know. I'm making shit up now, but usually beer nerds are against the buyouts, and beer industry are. Okay with it.
They're either quiet about it or they're supportive of it.
Yeah.
The only ones I've seen speak out against it later get bought out. So
it's like a
Heinenitas, Tony McGee was super against it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess if you don't say anything, Tioga Sula,
it's like a not it.
We'll get bought out.
Not it kind of thing. Not it.
Not it. Not it. Not it.
Oh, damn it. And I'm going to go on a quick tangent.
Okay.
Tangent.
So
wait. Does the drinking game count if Matt goes on a tangent, or is only if Mikey and me go on a tangent?
It's you guys.
Okay. Anyways,
it only counts if
we're just trying to clarify the rules.
It only counts if I speak eloquently about what I'm about to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
So when you order malt for the brewery, sometimes it comes from like Canada and all these different places.
Canada.
Sometimes they mix two different kinds of malt on the same pallet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, there's this elusive
AB InBev malt.
There's this elusive, like, treat. If you unstack the two and you separate them, there's a candy bar hidden in the middle.
Golden ticket.
Some people say that it's used to separate the pallets. They say this is the top, put the other stuff on top. Some people say workers just slip it in there. But
that's what she said.
But it is the candy bar is a chocolate covered salted nut roll. is this candy bar that you look for in,
I guess, in the Mikey's double porn name.
So that's just my tangent, is that I follow enough people that it's a thing throughout the malt industry, the beer industry. So you guys never knew that, but it happens.
Knew that.
You could downstack some grain and find a candy bar.
I haven't even heard that on any podcast ever.
You're gonna find me in your brewery in a couple of weeks, just digging through all your
candy. Candy, I need candy. Candy.
You said there's candy bars in here.
So this kind of stuff, I don't know. I know a couple of listeners were upset about the Breckenridge, the Four Peaks. What's weird is that. I have a lot of family in the Phoenix area, and my cousin Trent came out so that we could watch the Star Wars The Force Awakens together. Oh. By the way, listen to Get Off My Podcast, another podcast I have with Trent about Harrison Ford. But he was out, and as he landed, he had turned on his phone and started talking to his wife, and his wife tells him about it was the same day the Four Peaks news, and he's like, what? Like, I was waiting to tell him, but she got to him first. Like, basically it happened while he was in the air.
Oh.
and this was like what Tioga Sequoia is to us, Four Peaks is to him. So she's like, Four Peaks just sold to AB InBev. He was distraught. He's like, what? He's like, no. And like, he's like, I can't. That was like his go-to brewery. Wow. There, and now he can't. He has the same ideals of like, well, now I can't drink it. I'm not going to drink Budweiser supported beer. So like, it's you know, it hurts more when it's local to you. Mm-hmm. Like to me, I'm like, oh well, whatever. I always wanted to go to Four Peaks, but now I don't give a crap. So, but it's when it's your jam.
Yeah,
and Budweiser, or the big beer buys it. It's just like, oh, it's like a kick in the gut.
Yep.
Like, well, no. Thankfully, there's other beer to go to.
Isn't the Frank Sinatra song?
Kick in the gut.
Kick in the nuts. I'm gonna play some Johnny Cash today. See if Nevada sells out.
We need some beer.
New beer.
One of you guys go to the fridge.
Somebody go to the fridge. There's no mic.
Anything in the bottom shelf, is it?
Anything in the bottom? Well, there's some stuff in the top shelf now, tonight. So
just stick to the bottom shelf. Just pick up. You know.
Play it safe.
Dude, no. Stay away from the bottom right drawer.
So there's also, I mean, as we are recording, this hasn't happened, but There was rumblings that New Belge was going to get bought out.
Yeah, well, I heard about that.
I kind of was worried about that when the changing of the guard happened. You know, it's never the same once the queen steps down, so to speak.
Right.
But I hope it's not true.
Yeah, but still, at this moment, it's not true yet. Hopefully, they released a statement. New Belgium said, yeah, you know, we have to look at all these. If an option comes to us, we have to look at it, and that's what we're doing.
No, wait, what?
Wow, he chose wisely.
Put it back. No,
Justin has pulled out the right beer.
Apparently. Sit your ass down.
this was
wisely.
Big Game Jane's brought this at Rush Day for us. And here, listen, see if you can hear
mostly
what
to
beer
show
is.
Off. He what, brought this
see,
mostly to
see
show
if you can
off.
Hear it.
I think Jacob is grumbling about this one a little bit. Listen. Fucking Big Game.
Rubble.
What did that sound like?
I love gold!
Sounded just like gold.
If you're good, you knew that sounded like a Modern Times Mega Fortunate Islands, their Hoppy Tropical Double IPA.
Damn.
Wheat Saison Lager.
It's a special release.
Wheat Saison Lager.
Wheat Saison Lager Stout. Brown.
So many styles blended.
It's a wheat stout.
Wheat, a Will Wheaton stout.
I got my aroma glass out for this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal all the aroma, Nick.
Damn it, no. Stop. Ah. Sons of bitches.
Ah, yes.
It's just going to be a flat piece of shingle when I get to
send it back. It's not filtered.
There's floaties in here.
Weak old laundry.
No.
You're pouring too hard if there's floaties in there. Don't pour so
Which
hard.
Which is surprising. I mean, Modern Times being a new brewery, a small brewery, and having 120 barrel fermenters, and their beers are clear, that's pretty fucking amazing. Yeah.
That gelatin.
Maybe they have a centrifuge.
That gelatin.
Centrifuge. I've heard of that. Breweries have centrifuges. What the hell is that about?
So you put the liquid in, and it spins it. And so the impurities, like hops.
Gets the lint out of the beer. It's like your dryer.
Yeah. It's kind of like a beer dryer. It spins the hops, yeast, and any sort of other impurities out. So how fast you spin it depends how clear the beer becomes. And it's almost, it's virtually no loss.
Wow. I need to get one of those for myself.
You got to clean the lint trap
like
every now and
if
then.
I'm in, if I do that to myself in a centrifuge, will it like get all my impurities out of me?
Yeah.
Okay. Along with other things.
It might be the happy ending machine, too.
That's what I'm saying. Get that stuff out of me. I don't need any of that baby batter in there.
Hi-o.
Hi-o.
Wow.
Yo.
Happy New name Year, motherfucker.
That was a road
baby
I wasn't...
Baby batter. Name of
baby batter milk stout.
Baby batter milk stout.
Pre-mail.
Justin's like, I gotta go home and brew some beer. I'll be having that.
Cream ale.
Milk stout or cream ale?
Not your father's cream ale.
Oh.
Not your father cream ale.
Oh, man. It's like a Maury beer. Like,
it's Maury beer.
Maury brewing.
The results are in.
The results are in. You peel the label back and the results are in.
You are not the father.
Yes. Suck it. So whatever percentage this is, it's not drinking like it.
Man.
201.
Okay, so it's an 8%. It's
whatever percentage. If this is 2%.
Uh-oh. We're losing
mic. Mic's going out. Everyone uh-oh. Talk.
This hello, is not hello. An 8%. I mean,
why is there not secret peel back labels yet?
There are.
There are.
We own a bottle.
We have a bottle of yeah. empty. But.
Damn it. Okay, don't tell me what it is. I want to find it.
I don't think you can right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It only came.
It's like the secret track on an album?
Like, well, yeah, or like the prize of the cereal box. The back.
We don't even get those anymore, secret tracks.
I know. Thanks, digital music.
Thanks. Thanks. What year was that?
It's literally titled Hidden Track.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
Why is track 12
number
12 minutes long?
Hidden Track. Thanks, millennials.
Mm-hmm. No more secrets.
No more secrets anymore. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have one correction to say.
Fan correction?
A fan correction, yeah. Jay, who works at Yard House in Fresno here, because I think I had said that I thought Yard House's house beer was done by Golden Road, mm-hmm. but he says theirs in Fresno is done by Uinta. So,
oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Never heard Utah. That one before.
All right.
So he says he can't speak for all the Yard Houses, but he says the Fresno one, Uinta, does the house beer. So thanks for that, Jay.
So that'd be a cool thing to do is Yard House hop to get the different breweries take on the same thing.
Or try the hop notch next to their house IPA and see if it's the same thing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm doing next time.
You mean the house IPA.
House IPA and mean, hop notch.
Don't you mean the hop notch? Like, well,
oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm notch, so used bro. To being hop notch.
We're not
I was there
get,
when it happened.
We're trying to not get cease and desist here.
Seasick and desist?
Was there any...
That was a good Megadeth song.
Were any culture items you guys had to share with us?
Are we ready to talk about... Apocalypse Day.
Apocalypse Ooh. Day. What day is that?
That is July.
Every day in my house.
Every day at the Sea House. It is. As soon as I pull up my. Apparently, I'm not even ready to talk about.
Dude, come on, man.
Hop Notch or Apocalypse Day is January. Oh, fucking A.
Fucking A, man.
Why you cut off the label? January 23rd from 12 to 6. It's part of SF Beer Week. That's why. It's
yeah.
January 3rd, you said?
23rd.
Oh, wow. I was going to be there.
I was.
The four horsemen of apocalypse. Four massively hopped Imperial IPAs coming from Drake's.
Whoa.
Up in San Leandro, just south of
mm-hmm,
Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the Green Label Double IPA. We know the Black Label Triple IPA. This year they're releasing a White Label and a Red Label Double IPAs on draft. So that's going to be at Drake's. Tickets on sale now.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, because they changed SF beer rate because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl's in San Francisco, so they had to drop it down. Or drop it up. Or, yeah, bring it up. Move it up. Yeah, move it up.
Super Bowl's February.
Right.
To the east side?
Right.
Good way to spend SF Beer Week is at Drake's. They're going to have guest taps, too. Alpine, Alvarado, Beechwood, Bear Republic.
Whoa.
El Segundo.
Oh, man.
Recent Beechwood.
Don't skip us.
El Segundo and Beechwood.
And that's more. A skippable friend.
Yeah. Can we have that for Fresno Beer Week?
We should.
Beechwood. We can bet Beechwood.
I meant to tell you guys, which I'm going to try to go by there tomorrow, but Spokeasy has a Beechwood tap right now.
What?
Oh, I was just there.
Why did I not see that?
But
you
I
didn't
there,
see that?
I wasn't there to drink. I was just picking up a why person that's drunk.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Cab service.
Where'd you go, Justin?
Oh, you Uber on this? You Uber on
no,
this?
No, it was just a favor for a friend.
Can I request you on Uber?
So
picture me like this.
Hey, I am picking you up.
Because you're the Fonz.
So Jason posted the tap list. When was it?
Oh, it's probably
yesterday at 8 p.m. And they had they had a grassroots, they had a field work, they had a Mother Earth, they had a Sismonte. Then they have Beechwood.
Holy shit.
Here's a name for you.
It's pronounced Beechwood.
It's Bruce Dickinson.
They are good. Man. They are good with their names.
English Pale Ale. Bruce.
English Pale Ale. Damn it. I'll still drink it.
Well, that's because Bruce does the Trooper Ale.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Which is it.
So I thought you guys would like
it. Oh, man. I got to get down there.
Wow.
Before it's gone. Mikey. That is the first time I've heard of a Beechwood being in Fresno. That has to be the first time.
That has to be. Maybe BC's.
Maybe Beer to the People. They're NorCal. They get a lot of NorCal. Yeah.
It's all Bay Area stuff.
Yeah, so that has to be the first time.
Yeah.
Good job, Spokeasy.
So I can see it now. Mikey's going to take the 99 to the 180 to the 41
I'm
home.
I'm going to go south and fruit and then go east on McKinley.
Dude, do not take Vanessa's time of day, man.
Don't take Vanessa's
Christmas tree lane,
there's
bro.
Like so many homeless people in Vanessa right now. Any more culture items for us, Matt, Nick, anyone?
Drink beer. Mm-hmm. Beer is good.
Beer is good.
We got invited to Truck 7's Invitational.
What?
I know that. I don't know what's
Tauga? By we, Tauga? You mean
Track 7. Yeah. They're like trying to do like a Firestone thing, but Track 7.
Something like that. It's like a...
In Sacramento's like a Track 7
Sacramento brew. Something like that, yeah.
Invitational? That'd be kind of rad. It's
different like, from the California, that thing that...
The Brewers Conference?
Yeah, Brewers Conference.
Or whatever, yeah. The
completely
yeah,
different from separate? That. Yeah. Oh.
So I could hang out in Midtown Sac for a day and drink some beer.
I could hang out anywhere if there's beer. Oh. I mean... Well, you name
I
it.
I guess if you're not picky.
Yeah, right.
All right, Old Town Clovis.
Hands. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I hear there's a thriving brewery in Old Town Clovis.
According to, what was it, ABC 30, KZ 24?
Oh, no, they've got commercials on 101.
There's an Italian place in downtown Clovis that has good beer.
This I've is heard. True.
I've heard of it.
Named after a famous painter. Meditation.
Yes.
And Ninja Turtle.
And a Ninja Turtle.
Oh wow. Almanac, ultimate Belching Beaver, Cellar Maker. It's all good stuff.
The very last part of it.
Society.
Yeah.
Fuck. Tioga Sequoia. Society. St. Archer.
How'd that
Santa Adarius. Holy
whoa.
Shit. That's pretty
Yeah.
I mean what more do you want?
Tioga.
Four Peaks.
Four Peaks, bro.
Tioga will be there.
Light bars.
Light bars. How many light bars do you chug out? How bright? What are the what's the bright
unit? Lumens. How many lumens you got,
how
bro?
How many lumens you got?
That's only 6,000 lumens. That's a nightlight in my bathroom, bro.
That's what I use for my nightlight, because I get scared in the dark. Sorry, I got a little personal there. But anyway, light bars, bro.
Mmm. Light bright. That's a child of the 80s right there.
Damn straight. I got that from my kid. Don't tell her.
Spoiler alert.
Because my daughter's getting a light bright this year.
Wow.
And I hope my 7-year-old doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Listen to it Christmas morning and ruin everything.
She's going
to
be like, because this does drop Christmas morning. Like, I'm wondering how many people are going to listen to this on Christmas.
Oh, my God, Dad. Why'd you spoil it?
She's first thing she does is get up and I got to listen to Perfect Poor, and then I'll go see if Santa was here.
Hold on, Santa. Perfect Poor still
on. Hold on. I'm trying to listen to the new Perfect Poor. It dropped here at 1 a.m. We got a nice email from Steve in Florida in Boynton Beach. It says, "Hey guys, I'm not driving. I'm typing."
Oh, thank goodness. Good.
"I enjoy your podcast a lot. I've been listening for about a month. I love the variety of beers you guys try every week. I'd love to contribute by sending you some beer from South Florida." So we might be getting some
Excuse me. Sorry.
MIA? Maybe some MIA? Ooh. And Cigar City.
Other than Cigar City?
There's that. I see MIA there.
I do love Highly dearly, but there has to be more than that.
Highly is overrated. That's what I'm saying.
What?
Overrated.
Get off my podcast.
Whoa, you turned it around on me, bro.
Yeah. Wow. That's how I...
Podception.
That's how I solo.
All right. Well, voicemails. Last week, we missed voicemails because we were doing a live show. And we didn't want Matt to miss it.
Can we go through all of them now?
I think we're gonna have quite a few to go through. So some of the voicemails are gonna be a little bit old, and some of them will be awesome. And also, I also need to find where the hell they are at. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line for us, the Perfect Pour. And holy crap, we're probably going to take a break in between voicemails because there's a lot. We have 2 weeks worth of voicemails to go through. So let's start. Let's begin the voicemails.
Perfect Pour, Diamond.
What's up, Diamond?
It was, in fact, me that said craft beer Armageddon. That's what kicked off this whole Aerosmith.
Here we go.
Song that you guys play throughout.
I don't want to close my eyes.
And I was too. Also, the first person to hashtag beer buyout.
Oh, no, it was me.
Last recording, I have went back and bought at least 2 packs of both Sculpin and Grapefruit Sculpin, checking the labels, and they were all before Halloween. So,
all right, you're cool.
Kind of close to that 3 month mark.
And that was before buyout. Pre-buyout beer.
Just drink them all. Oh. And no, you are not second to a bought-out beer, Nick. All right? You guys have a good one. Bye.
All right. Thanks, David. Nick is second to nothing.
Yes, second to none.
Hey, guess what? Real quick.
I love gold.
Oh, holy dankmas.
What do we got here, bro?
Holy dankmas is what we got. So, a secret birdie friend of ours, which happens to be Mario from Sierra Nevada, he happened to donate a bottle to me, and he was just like, hey, he's like, I picked up a couple of these bottles. I was looking for some people I know. And he's all, you're cool enough. And so, like, it was like we went, you know, past the alleyway to his car. I had to put it in my jacket pocket. It was one of those transactions. And so he donated to me the 2016 Beer Camp, which is their tropical
2016.
IPA. Spring
we're
seasonal.
In the future.
Spring back fucking future. Seasonal that we're having in the dead of winter.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
A new beer every year.
It smells pretty not ripe yet. Pot. It smells like unripe pot.
There you go.
Smells of elderberries.
Ooh, it does smell pot.
Yeah.
that I know.
It's not that you would know, but holy I wouldn't know shit. Either.
Dank, bro.
That's dank, that's man.
Dank, that is dank.
Dude, that's, dank that's some dank stuff, bro.
Sticky, yo.
Wow.
It was crystals.
Yeah, I was right. Mary Dankmas right there.
Wow. If wow. They did a dank beer here. Look for this. Now, is this going to be like one of those like 12 packs where they have 12 different beer can beers? I hope.
Because I will buy
I'm
this.
I'm pretty sure I read that they're going to do that again this year.
Yeah.
They are doing
I know
that,
they're doing the tour. They've already announced the tour. They haven't announced the venues. But.
Jeez, this is like drinking pot.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
There's nothing tropical about this.
This is only legal in Colorado and Washington.
Tropical is in Jamaican, I think.
Okay. Do what's more of
what's,
this.
What's the hop bill? Does it say that, Matt, on there?
Intense hop varieties bursting with aromas, reminiscence of rez. An island fruit.
It's rez, yeah, on it.
Including it's notes rez. Of mango, papaya, in other and bitter orange
mango for tropical. You say just weed. There's marijuana. I think legally can't say that, but yeah.
Reminiscent of island fruit.
You can't say that. I'm just
reminiscent of island fruit is what.
There you go.
Island island produce.
That's the best way to put Hawaiian weed.
Island agriculture. Agriculture. Wow, that is incredible.
That's a funny thing, though, is anybody that we know that has experienced the effects of weed or pot, they will say, this beer is terrible.
That is weird because I know people like that, and they're just like, ugh, this is terrible. And I'm like, it smells just like pot. You love pot. Yeah. No, this is terrible beer. Terrible.
Yeah. They're like, no, beer should be beer. It shouldn't be dank.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
they don't want their beer to smell like pot. We're like, wait,
what?
This doesn't make sense to me.
You're like, but I have beer chapstick. I have beer deodorant. I have beer, coffee.
Hoppy deodorant.
Yeah. How do you not want dank everything?
Hop soap, hop beard oil.
Yeah.
There's all the things. I don't understand you.
How does it not correlate?
I don't know. Let's get back to a lot. We got a lot of voicemails, guys.
What's up, food? This is Chew Your Beer, eh?
Reggie.
I heard myself on the radio.
Chew Your Beer.
I heard my headphones.
Chew Your Beer.
Nobody else heard me. But hey, really I love famous. His accent. Well, not really famous.
Yeah, his accent. Got, like, it's one, real genuine.
One friend invite on Untappd. But really, there's still one person, eh? Anyway, all I want to say is, I'm not a white guy. They call me Güero because I'm a Mexican guy with blue eyes and light skin. So they call me Güero. And I'm the one that always
comes to cops. Is this Jacob?
You like skiing?
And the
trunk, oh, blue
and
eyes.
I don't do nothing. Maybe kick our ass. But that's about it. But you know how it is.
Is this
and I just
want to
say, man, such a fat beer. Like today, let me give you a couple samples of what I drank.
Okay.
Maybe you could follow me on Untappd and see what I've been drinking.
Okay. But
Almanac, man. I never taste almanac. It tastes funny, but hey, I like it. It's an imperial, or not an imperial, more like an IPA. And I like IPA because it sounds like a gang. You know, the IPA, and Norteños, but you know how it is. It was very piney and crispy, and it had a lot of fruit, and it was good, and it made me feel happy. And, you know, it's like right now, I wish I could have another one, but I have to work, eh? Well, I'm not really working. I'm doing community service, but I tell the hyenas that it's work.
So that's racist,
and
bro.
I think I have the a job, hyenas. And I have money to take them to Taco Bell, and you know, what
I feel like I'm a homer.
It kind of hurts to talk like this, but fun of it.
But why would it hurt it? It's your real voice.
Chew your beer. You got to do you, man. We got to do this again. Maybe I can play you on the radio in my car when my family is there. And I think it's like the radio station or something, and they say, oh my God. You know, like deal through your beer. You're on the radio. How's it happen? I'm like, hey, well, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. But I'm drinking my craft beer. The almanac was pretty good. I liked it. And I have a couple friends from the other side of the barrio. Not ELA, but like the other side of like Nueva York or New York. They want to do a beer trade, but I really don't know what a beer trade is. I used to have a Heiner trade where you talk to girls and shit. But, I don't know if I can do that, but maybe I will. You know, maybe you can give me some beers I can ask for. The guys are in Connecticut, and New Jersey, and I think one of them lives in the Bronx.
Where all the gangsters hang out.
Connecticut.
I think they're more like Puerto Rican. They're still Latinos, but, you know, But anyways, give me some beers I can maybe request or something like that from, you know, Connecticut, New Jersey, and
I know New Bronx, Jersey.
And that's it, man. I'll call you next week, man. Take it easy.
All right.
I only have so many quarters to pay for the pay for the man. Chew your beer. I know them as vato.
They get you your beer. Oh. I don't know. He sounds different than the last time he called in, though.
No, it's
is that like a chew your beer same. Imposter? No, it's the same? Okay. Same. Chew your beer on Untap.
Why can't I find
Junior
him?
Beer?
No, or chew all beer. I know is Carton Brewing in New Jersey. Get Carton Brewing sent to you. If you're going to trade from East Coast, get Carton. Or try to get Flower Power IPA.
Oh, dude, that's so good.
Flower Power, dude.
Yeah.
That's probably the best IPA I've had from the East Coast.
That, yeah, I got that in a trade.
I think I like Flower Power better than Hetty, dude.
Oh,
I don't
know.
But I need to...
What?
I'm just saying.
I don't know about that.
Well, I need to do a side-by-side. Somebody give me a side-by-side.
I'll do it, my guy.
Chew your beer.
I'm just looking for my hein.
Guys. Diamond again.
No, again.
Hey, no, dude.
That picture of the display that Matt thought said $13.99.
Yeah.
Well, you were mistaken, sir. It was $12.99.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Oh, yes.
Damn.
Oh, it cut off. We didn't cut you off, Diamond. $12.99.
Which he said $4 cheaper than in town.
$4.
See, if you want to drink buyout beer, that's fine. Paid $13 for it. Okay.
Hey, guys. Paul here.
Paul. Oh,
Fairfax.
Happy Rush Day.
Happy Rush Day.
Like a stout lover's paradise.
Oh, yeah.
It was. It's ridiculous. To
cruise on down and join the fun. You guys even
track it.
Voicemails? Maybe I'm going to be a week late on this. I don't know, but...
it's our fault.
Anyway, please drink a cake and a rush hour for me, and I'll be there in spirit.
You did.
Cheers.
Cheers, Paul. Speaking of Paul, we've got some beer that Paul sent us in the fridge waiting.
What?
Waiting on deck, bro.
What?
On deck.
Is it a whale?
They're cans. They're not whales. But
he would send us cans.
Large cans.
Why are you going to send us cans, bro?
I'm going to take large cans, please.
Him and his luxurious shower.
That's what's next. All right. More voicemail, 559-492-0542.
Hey, what's up, Perfect Four? Cole Morgan from Morgan here. I'm driving and listening to...
Morgan from Morgan.
Well, Morgan two podcasts ago. It's been a while since I've called in, but you guys are talking about Double Mountain and your favorite Oregon breweries. And one of my favorite IPAs that you can get in Oregon is Boneyard Notorious. So if you guys can get your hand on a Boneyard Notorious... You guys better do it. It's fabulous. Awesome. It's a triple. It's like 12%. But love it. Love you guys' show. Driving home right now. Got an hour and a half commute. Gonna pound an episode. Maybe an episode and a half. We'll see. Have a good one. Yeah. Adios.
Thanks, Morgan. That's a commute, bro. Yeah.
We have 2-hour episodes. You won't finish one. No episode and a half.
You wish your commute was longer.
And what was that? Shorter.
What was that? That see, when he said that beer, it didn't recognize it with me, but the other side of the table here, Jacob and Justin, they knew what was going. They knew that beer.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to find that. I think when I was up in Oregon, I might have had when I was in Seattle, but yeah, Boneyard, amazing stuff.
Nice.
The cans.
Get my cans.
Sorry, you're trying to keep that quiet, and I just
Boneyard. Now I know that my brother-in-law in Portland. And now I know another new one to tell him.
Oh yeah, if you can find any other IPAs, they're ridiculous.
Boneyard. No, there's no fridge, Mike, bro. Sorry.
Okay.
It's a can with the design.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Seriously.
Yes.
This is
Paul and or no.
Pool. You mean fool.
Pool from Fairfax.
Pool from Fairfax.
This is McCartney. Something that only me and the brother will get.
Oh.
And it actually happens to be my favorite style. It's a red ale. The description is Nuremberg-inspired red ale, and it's frickin' called Westphalia.
Holy shit balls.
So Westfalia is a camper bus, usually with a pop top.
Camper Van Halen.
So the fact that a brewery decided to do... I'm going to wipe that off.
That's nerd status right there.
Nerd. So yeah, that
nerds.
Is... That is
still got water in there.
Oh, sorry. It's okay.
I'm just looking out for you.
That's next level nerd shit right there.
Wow.
I also believe
look
that's
at these guys.
Whale or borderline whale. I've heard a lot about that one.
Yeah. I love...
Oh, we just opened it? Now's a fine time to say something.
Paul in Fairfax sent this to cool. us. Sent to the beer garden at Tioga Sequoia.
Okay.
It's now going on.
I recognize this label. Fort Point. That's Beer of the People always has that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
I've seen that logo where it kind of looks like a beer or a beer structure, a bridge structure with the yes. Fort Point in the center of it.
And where's Fort Point at?
They're San Francisco. They're in AB InBev.
Yeah, San Francisco. Very good.
SF.
San Francisco Brewer, 4 point. Thanks, Paul. So that's cool. going around the table. You, and yes,
the Westfalia is the camper to have if you're going to have a.
Yeah, I mean, there was Sundial, there was
Roadrunner,
but yeah, Westfalia is the name that people know in Volkswagen campers. If
and it's got the pop top.
Yeah, I know that name.
Knows, but
Nuremberg.
Looks really freaking dark. Dude.
Is Nuremberg where the centrifuge is? The hydrogen
man, a lot of centrifuge talk this week.
Yeah. your face is a centrifuge.
Oh, no, the Nuremberg ring.
You're a centrifuge.
That's where they do race car testing, the Nuremberg ring. They do G-force testing.
That's where we do the race car test.
Yeah, we test the race cars, yeah, and yeah. go fast.
Consider this car tested.
So... Paul, I don't care about anything else that you sent, but thank you for the Westfalia. Because you probably had no idea that me and the brother are Volkswagen
5.6.
Nerds.
Well.
This is a can that I would want in my garage.
Oh, that goes displayed. Yes, to go with the collection.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Mikey will sell it to you for a low price.
No, it's going to go on the rafters here, but I mean, next time I'm in SF or... We could probably just talk the stepsister into beer mailing us a couple more of these. Hey, since you're in
this
the
is
San
excellent.
Francisco,
this
so
is
send Chris to Beer Revolution.
Yes,
and find this for us.
That's a fucking good Worst beer.
Your voice,
hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah,
there it is.
I'm driving.
That is
gotta be.
That's where I'm driving to.
Where?
Can you guess?
The rush day. Rush day. Rush day.
Pick it up.
Rush day.
I'm driving to rush day. It is
7:01
a.m.
Oh,
you're late.
You're, you're an hour late, bro.
Cheers. Other stuff. And I was listening to the latest episode of Perfect Corner. I hear you guys are going to be there. And then if I need, if I want to get a voicemail in, I got to do it before Saturday, which is today. So I'm doing it. So I hope to see you guys there. I don't really like morning. I'm standing in line, but I'm doing it.
Do it.
And I'm driving.
Driving.
Take care.
Scotty B, if you listened last week, you could. Scotty B was probably our biggest guest, and he it was the first time he sat in line for anything.
Yeah,
it was rush day.
Yeah.
First time he didn't even stand in line for Disneyland. Did it for rush day.
I have a speed pass, so I'm not standing in line.
Rush day, bro.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast. James from Bakersfield.
James.
Yeah.
He's
on there, too.
Saturday morning, a little after 10:30, I'm on the road, headed down to Rush Day in beautiful Fresno, Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Headed up, sir, up.
Just want to say, hopefully I get to see you guys there.
It's north,
chat
James.
For a bit. Bringing a little bit of that new modern times for the bearded brewer.
It was good.
Shares with you guys.
It was good.
And just looking forward to hanging out with the whole crew there. Listening to the podcast right now and listening to all this Green Day talk and punk bands and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool hearing people talking about how they met different bands and stuff like that. I got to meet a band, pretty big band before, not when they were little or anything like that, but I once was on an airplane, very small plane, from
with
Milwaukee to LAX.
I'm on a plane?
Foo Fighters happened to be on the same plane as us. And
what the goddamn hell?
Were you
what?
Learning to fly?
Oh, it cut off on him. Oh no. Maybe he called back. Yeah, he did. All right. Let's finish the story.
Hey guys, James again. I forgot Nick plays drums, so I'm sure you don't smell weird, Nick. I'm sure you smell just like a handsomely man would smell. Not smelly at all.
Yep.
Maybe that guy just went on a crazy had like a 30-minute solo or something and just smelled like sweat and funk. But anyways, talk to you guys later. Bye.
I think we missed. I think
we missed part
saying,
of the story.
I think he was saying Taylor smelled.
Stunk.
I think maybe the part we missed was like Taylor.
Taylor does kind of look like Taylor he doesn't smells. Shower regularly.
Yeah.
He kind of has that Muppet thing going
so
on.
So wait, yeah. So James has a story where he hung out with the Foo Fighters
on a very small plane.
Damn.
Very small rocks. Maybe it was a swallow.
Oh my gosh. Still got plenty of voice.
If it was anything like Learn to Fly or Tommy Boy, that'd be an amazing flight.
What?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
No.
Oh, man, I got the hiccups so bad I haven't even been eating anything.
Scotty.
But anyway, this is like in the evening. Oh, man. In the evening after... I saw you guys at Tioga Square on Rush Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like, these hiccups are really bothering me.
Come on, Scotty B, pull together.
I ain't driving. Don't worry. I ain't driving because I'm pretty freaked. Oh, man.
Damn it. I want to be. Can I have Scotty B's life?
Anyway, I wanted to make sure I got a voicemail in. This reminds me of those old cartoons where there's those drunk insects or animals or whatever.
Yeah.
They like get all drunk and they start hiccuping.
Yeah.
I didn't think that drinking alcohol made you hiccup. I thought like chili peppers and shit. Sometimes when I eat like really hot chili peppers.
We got 3 minutes to go. Who knows where this is going to go, guys?
Today. I just been drinking, and I came home and I started drinking some more because I bought like 9 freaking bottles. And I drank
right.
After I got home,
right,
and I'm like hiccuping like crazy. What's up with that? Does hiccuping really make you? I'm sorry.
What's up with that, God?
Really make you
baby
hiccup?
Jesus?
Wait, baby myself. Jesus, why do I hiccup?
I'm like
speaking of drinking.
What's up with that?
I love gold.
Hiccuping. Not only like hot food, chili peppers, and hot salsa and hot sauces, but that's what caused hiccups. Carbonated beverages too
keep,
fast.
Keep going, Scotty. We're getting a beer.
Is there a drinking game for this tangent?
No.
That's all.
But
anyway,
we need to start it though.
Yeah. Keep the great work, and
thanks, Scotty.
I ain't driving. I've been home for a while now.
Good.
I'm drinking. So, since I've been home, I drank a Gimme S'mores. S'mores stout from Tioga Square. I drank a piece of cake, and I haven't touched the Midnight Rush yet. I'm saving that. I don't, I'm not sure
it,
what
bro.
I'm saving.
One
it.
Bottle left.
That was a lot of
I'm
money.
I'm saving it for my lady.
For my lady.
I'm only allowed to get one.
Yep.
One. So I
even
I'm
if you're Scotty B?
Save that for my.
Maybe you're, yep.
Damn, even employees.
Even employees sex.
Yeah, I have a picket.
I still have mine from yesterday.
That was it. Thanks, Scotty B. Hey, if you come home from a long night of stuff, you can call us. It's cool. Wait, there's more. Scotty B keeps going. Don't
guys, can you hear me?
Oh, my guy's in the bathroom. Uh-oh, he's in the bathroom.
Hey, you know who that is?
Scotty B's in the shower. Hurry, Nick.
Steven Zach. That's right, Steven Zach.
No, wait.
Bruin.
We're at the man
cave. Oh, no, he's with Steven.
Right now. Bruin and Imperial Stouts. It's going to be a big boy. And you know what?
That's what she said. That's what she
said. Isn't that awesome? All right, wonderful guy. I'm making sure you guys are going to get some of this. I don't know if we're that nice, but
No, no, this is just something. We'll give him a shot glass or something. So don't worry, he's going to get some. We're going to get a nice sized bottle.
That's what she said.
You guys are just so super like that. Well, anyway, I just wanted to leave a voicemail with Steven here. Let you know we're doing another collab. This time it's an Imperial Stout.
Hopefully it turns out great to you.
And it's fun. It's always fun. Yeah.
Chaser right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're drinking. I ain't driving right
I think Steve's like, come on, out. Scott, let's get back to work.
Shut the fuck up, Scotty.
Mash in, please. Let's go.
We need to mash in, Scott.
We're brilliant. Our cousin's never real one to leave a voicemail, so that's that part of the voicemail.
That's the closest we're going to get.
But I believe the backstory was they brewed a 10-gallon batch, and each of them took 5 gallons. So Steven has 5 gallons, Scotty has 5 gallons. And they're going to ferment it separately. Wow. They brewed it together, but they're going to ferment it separately and then release it to us.
Right. But yeah. Got home brewers over there?
Yeah, we...
Is that what
that's
you guys
news,
do?
Bro.
No, we all live in the same house. So, so we just watch. All right.
Yours isn't fermenting fast
enough. No, we've got two fermenters. We can split it up.
Yeah, we could.
I'll take this one. You take that one.
Yeah, come on, man.
So, spoiler alert: I was there for the end of that brew.
Oh, you were.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Hey, did it blow up?
It blew up.
Blew.
Yeah, blew clean, blew the roof clean off.
Hey guys, I'm blowing.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hopefully not for quarters.
What's the beer we're drinking right now? I didn't catch it.
So. Yeah, we got a new beer while we're listening to Scotty B. We opened up a new beer.
Villager IPA.
Another
one.
4 Point.
Yeah. Koozie.
Paul and Fairfax.
Oh, everybody wants some Van Halen.
Everybody Villager. Wants some.
It is the Villager. How'd you guys know that?
I peeked behind the curtain.
He's psychic.
cheater, pumpkin.
This is a Mike beer right here. It's good, but it's good. This is a Mike beer.
Hey, I'm digging it, man.
Solid 6.3.
6.3 IPA.
6.3 to me is the sweet spot for IPAs.
Yes.
That's a good one. 6.4? Nope. 6.3? Yeah. I'm digging it. There's still voicemails. Oh, wait. This one looks like a text. My favorite brewery would be Dust Bowl. My favorite beer trend.
Oh, save that.
Oh, wait.
That's for the 2015 episode.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. Huh. Where's that from? That's 209. That's Merced area.
Wow.
I think, that's a text. I thought it was a voicemail.
Wow. Way to go, Mikey.
Oh, no.
Wait, well, spoiler alert.
Oh, no, spoiler alert. Wait for next week when we do our beers of 2015. We're going to save that one. Send us your thoughts.
Hey, guys, it's Eric from the Beer with Friends podcast.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah, Eric, the beer father.
Merry Beermas.
We hope we owe Eric a lot of beer.
Yes, we do.
Good out on the West Coast, and that you guys are enjoying all of the seasonal brews that are in the area for you as well. We, as a group, did a 12 days of Beermas that you can find on our Instagram feed or Twitter. All the guys exchanged blind beers, and we've been drinking one a day between the 14th and Christmas Day. So, been going through the 12 days of Beermas recently.
Nice.
Also, really excited for Star Wars, and recently recorded an all Star Wars beers podcast. So,
3 times.
Can't wait to see the new movie. We'll have seen it by the time this airs, I'm sure.
Seen that already.
Star Wars, Star Wars related beers in your area that we should be looking out for to drink in. So, once again, guys, thanks for all the good content, and hope you guys have a good holiday.
Cheers. Beer with Friends podcast. Look for Eric. One day we're going to send Eric back a package. We'll replace the giant package with these in us.
That's what she said.
The Kylo Ren Heinzgebot.
We actually did get several Star Wars themed beers here, but at House of Pendragon, but not bottled. Oh, yeah,
House of Pendragon.
Yeah, the hop.
Yeah, they. What? I think they used it kind of as an excuse to try a beer bunch of out. IPAs with an East Coast yeast, and they ended up amazing.
And amazing. I didn't get to have any of them, damn it.
They're nice, cloudy, tropical,
yeah,
fruity East Coast.
Well, we'll get back. We'll, yeah,
tons
we'll,
of orange. But,
we'll do that later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bangkok.
Look at Jake remembering the format.
Podcast again.
Eric.
I forgot one thing. I wanted to
it's back.
Give a shout out and cheers to Nick.
What?
For following Nick. Up on our our Twitter and a Twitter challenge.
What did he do?
I know I sent you guys the stickers, so it's kind of a backwards way to win, but Nick, I am going to follow through and get that sent out probably after Christmas so that you guys can enjoy your prize. But thanks for doing that.
What?
Good to hear that somebody's listening to the podcast. Always good to get feedback. Like, I'm sure you guys love getting voice.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. So, any feedback is awesome.
Nick, for following up and shooting that picture and putting it out there on Twitter. Really appreciate it.
When did you win?
I won.
You win. What did you win, Nick?
Well, no, so they had this. It's kind of a cool idea. I hope we can do it once we get stickers. You know, so Beer with Friends podcast, they have swag. They got stickers.
Yeah.
And so they send the guys out with stickers to hide them in six packs at the different bottle shops in town.
Ooh, that's ooh, good.
And then, cool. So their
guerrilla
game,
marketing, dude.
Their game is, hey, if you find one of our stickers and you listen to the podcast and you found the sticker, you know, you got to do both to win, because otherwise you wouldn't know how to win.
Throw it away.
They'll hook you up with a beer from their private cellar. Was the game. And, you know, of course, it was supposed to be local for the immediate surrounding area listeners. So I had to troll them and go, well, we got one here in Fresno. Now what? You know? So I don't expect anything back. I knew they sent them to us. So.
I got we still got a few. They sent
but I wanted
us.
To make sure they knew their sticker was on my wall of fame of other beer stickers.
Nice.
Just kind of throwing it back.
We got their stickers on in the studio. So
I want to take one of their stickers and write a little note and say, if you find the sticker, tweet Beer with Friends podcast.
Yeah.
And see if another Fresno listener.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Can get onto their
podcast.
We can
podcast. Do that. We've got some of their stickers.
That's I want to pay it forward for them.
Mm-hmm. We got
I don't expect anything back, guys, but thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. You guys sent us way too much beer.
But it was just neat. It was like, oh, man, that's such a great idea to hide swag in random six packs. And
I'm doing that now.
Slowest open ever.
Go! What did you just open up, Matt? That was a late late overflow.
That can is very full.
That was crazy.
That can is very full. From against the grain.
It didn't do anything for a while, and then all of a sudden it overflowed.
From Against the Grain and Stillwater's collab. It's pound signed, a trendy lager. Mm-hmm. Picked this up at the fort. It was an interesting beer. I thought
it's got an interesting can.
I thought it would be good for Mikey. I know he's not big on lagers, but I thought
if you India Pale your lager, I'm interested.
But the fact that it's called pound sign and it's a trendy lager, I thought Mikey'd be like, oh, okay.
I like trendy stuff.
See, he'd pull
it. I like hashtag. It's got a hashtag.
He'd pull that voice out for it.
Hashtag neighbor.
Oh, hashtag pound sign. Okay, so they're being super ironic with this one.
Hashtag, hashtag.
And then, yes, I spilled some of my pants.
Or pound sign. pound sign.
Your Uber driver's going to be like, dude, what the fuck?
Jake's paying for it. Doesn't matter.
I am?
One star.
I didn't rate her. I forgot.
This guy reeked of beer. One star.
One star. Don't pick him up. Do not pick up this guy. All right.
So
Louisville, Kentucky.
I didn't expect it to be the most revolutionary beer, but I thought it was pretty cool.
It's got a cool can, man. 4.4%.
Ooh, smells pretty good.
That's actually kind of
so no alcohol in it.
So, oh, okay. Sesh.
So the legal limit to call it beer is what you're saying.
That's good.
Oh, it actually says 48 degrees. Drink from the can.
Oh no! Oh, they're trying to be heady.
Screw you and your heady topperness.
Well, we've got five guys here. That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Five guys are supposed to share a can,
and we do not have hamburgers.
That's gross. All right, one more voicemail.
What?
We're still voicemails, dude.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James.
Yeah,
James is back.
Just calling in case Jake from State Farm happens to be on the show.
Oh,
wow, how do you know?
What do you know?
That's enough times already. you know, maybe we get some new guests on the show. Jake's been on there quite enough.
He's gonna get it tomorrow.
But, he's trolling you, bro.
Can't wait to hear the new episode. You guys are always doing great work as usual, and cheers, boys. Talk to you a little bit later.
Peace. Cheers, James. That was nice meeting James for the first time on a rush day. And I'm just glad he's throwing shade Jake from St. Bron's way.
He's paying for lunch next time.
That was probably my fourth time seeing Big Game. Yeah. Was rush day.
Absolutely. So you're
that,
like,
that was the equivalent of had it in the beer world.
Have you ever met James?
Met him.
Me and James were relatively hammered in Sacramento. Very
relatively
early in our relationship.
Relative to Sacramento, we were hammered. And relative to the other places, we weren't, but the Sacramento, we're hammered. That was voicemails 559-492-0542. Obviously, we like voicemails, so you can call and tell us stuff, and we will make fun of you when you're talking to us. What do you think of that?
I guarantee it.
That sounds cool, right? You like that, right? Now it's time for Bangkok Trigger.
Boom.
Dun, 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 dun.
I have a lot.
All right, drinks. Tell us the cool shit.
Walking tacos.
So Zach from Tioga Sequoia had gotten me a Belching Beaver beer.
Burp.
It's the miso honey.
Miso honey.
insert radio drop here.
With fart noise.
Yes. Miso honey. And then
you're crazy, man.
The douche.
We'll be right back. After this break, we'll be back with more Matt from the douche.
Thank you. That was a Parks and Rec reference. And then Tony Bags, he brought me a 4-pack of City of the Sun. Big Game brought me a single, one or two cans. Yeah, no, he didn't. No, he donated two to the show.
Cans should always come in a pair.
He brought me a single can, but so I had some City of the Sun, and then I went to the market and I picked up.
I keep forgetting about that place.
Yeah. I picked up the Family Wagon IPA, which me and the brother enjoyed at our nephew's Christmas party.
Yes, yes.
And then
a little pre-Christmas,
I was at Goldstein's, and they had the newest Hop Kitchen, which was a hop stout. Fucking delicious.
A Hop Kitchen from, is New Belgium, New Belgium, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I said. New Belgium Hop Kitchen.
No, you didn't.
Hop Stout.
You said Goldstein's.
I was at Goldstein's.
And Hop Kitchen.
Fuck all of you. In a clockwise motion.
I didn't say anything.
You thought it.
I did.
Then I also, from Goldstein's, I had the Track 7 Hop Addict, which was pretty good. And then, new to town, Founders.
Founders.
Oops, Founders had Mosaic Promise.
Oh,
so good. So good.
I have not seen this yet.
Did you hear that, Mikey? Mosaic Promise from Founders.
Of course Mikey did, because he's been here 100% the whole time.
I've heard it. Mosaic Founders, heard it.
Had it.
So sorry,
somebody get it for me.
And then more
get it for you.
like right now.
I'm too good to buy it.
I'll bring it from Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, craft beer capital of California.
Smells Central of California. Oildale. Yeah.
Insert Bob and Tom laugh.
Smells of Oildale and Zingos. have you guys got craft beer and Zingos yet?
Not yet.
So there's a you guys may not know this, but if you're in the Tower District and you're looking for food, actually go to Strummer's.
Yeah, next door, they got food in there.
Strummer's
if
Grill.
If you're a vegetarian.
Where I should be right now.
Sad face. Actually, I think they even have vegan tacos in there.
Today's Tuesday.
There
should have
been a Scott Weiland concert. Should have been a little show happening.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that sucks. Oh,
that's right. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
We should have been.
Scott Weiland was supposed to be.
I should have been shaking his hand
by
now.
Be in Fresno right now.
He should have been calling us a sour girl in his wicked garden, but that's not happening tonight.
Ouch.
So you go to Strummer's. They have the Strummer's Club, which is I think it's like a turkey, ham, bacon, avocado.
With figs.
Like club.
With figs.
Club figs sandwich.
Cool figs
and then you can get, you know, like the normal Chinese food container? It's that, but it's full of tater tots. That's, you're just like, I'll get an order of tater tots. They're like, boom, here you go.
Tots. That sounds good.
Tots,
but
bro.
Here's the
Do
thing,
they just
though.
Have frozen Ore-Ida potatoes they have in the back? They pretend they made
it's good
them.
Food. It's good food.
Right.
But here's the thing. While you're waiting for
they
your
melt
food,
cheese on it. It's all right.
While you're getting your food, you might as well get a beer.
Well, yeah. Might as well IPA.
And might as well IPL is IPL. What the beer you're referencing.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But Strummer's has Southgate on tap. So while you're waiting for your tater tots, you go get a Glacier Point Pale Ale was my point. That's what I had. At Strummer's, waiting for my tater tots, had a Glacier Point Pale.
Good.
Also from the market.
I'm glad.
I'm jealous.
Okay. Is that what you wanted me to say? I'm jealous, okay?
Just let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Can I finish now?
Yes.
Can I finish? I just have two beers left.
All right.
From Kern River, I had a Just Outstanding, also picked up from the markets. And then Ninkasi, I had a Dawn of the Red.
Ooh, I haven't had that yet.
Revisiting.
Awesome bottle. Awesome bottle art.
So now you may interrupt me and or go to
sales. Now you may interrupt me because I'm not going to talk.
Hi.
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to Jake.
Let's go clockwise.
I haven't been
counterclockwise
updated on tap, but I have some. I'm going to feed off what Justin's. Oh.
What's your untapped handle? What's your untapped handle?
Oh, it is Obamacare.
No, is it?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know. I was drunk. Okay?
I'm gonna call myself Obamacare.
It's just one word, Obamacare.
What are you thinking of that? What are you, Donald Trump?
It was actually pre-Obamacare.
Yeah, pre-Obamacare. Yeah,
pre-Obamacare. You thought of it.
It's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be huge.
I did open up a whale, 12-12-12.
I got a whale, 2012.
12-12-12 stone, vertical epic. It's like a Christmas stout ale, kind of like the spice stout. I mean, ale, whatever.
Yeah, tripping me out, bro.
Some kind of ale.
Yeah, and it was, 3 years old, so it had some age to it. But
An hour of saving?
Would have been better earlier?
I think it
would
be better with fresh.
Yeah, man.
I got one of those in my fridge.
It was good. It was good, though.
It was not bad.
Yeah, it was not bad. We opened that for one of our friends' birthdays. Recently, I just had a sour stout from Kuya. It was one of my favorite ones they make.
Kuya makes a sour stout?
The faux.
Barely aged.
Have
you had that?
I've not even heard of it.
Their Fee Fi Fo Fum series.
Yeah.
Faux is the sour stout.
Okay. Yeah,
that's really one of my favorites from them.
Sour stout.
Faux,
bro. I'll bring one next time.
I don't know they've had a sour stout in general.
They did have it at the, I don't know if you guys went to the Oktoberfest.
I've had a sour stout before.
At Tower District. They had it there on tap.
I guess it was a porter, but Almanac used to have that. The sour bourbon porter.
Mm. But that's not good. Nothing crazy. I haven't had too much.
That's cool.
That I remember.
Justin, what do you been got drinking? What's your untapped handle?
My untapped handle is... Jeez, I'll have to double check.
I know that. The handle's different.
Man with beard.
Mine's Dorktown. It doesn't make any sense. But
mine makes less sense. It is Nubbington.
Wow.
Nubbington.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like I said, makes less sense.
Nubbington Abbey.
Nubbington.
This beer's about to blow.
I'm going
to
keep talking so Matt can't open the beer.
Yes.
Don't let him open it.
Go ahead, man.
I love gold.
New beer donated by Reggie559 from the East Coast. At the IPA, East Coast IPA.
It's from the Schmaltz Brewing Company. It's not the Hebrew. Mm-hmm. It's the Shebrew.
Oh, get it? Get it? And it's all female brewers on the label.
Featuring the Pink Boots
Society. Some are attractive women.
Some are butch.
There are some.
I mean, excuse me.
Hey, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I'm the only one that can be, you know, bro-y.
Wait, did you say East Coast?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hey, man. Spoilers, bro. Spoilers. The beer has a gun to me, man.
There you go.
It is licorice malt bomb, but it is good.
Oh, no. I don't know if I can treat this now.
We'll see.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
You can't tell Mikey what he's going to taste.
Oh, Vader dies in the new Star Wars? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Well, guess what? Boba Fett? No way.
No. Obi-Wan, all of them.
There's Boba Fett dies again in The Force Awakens.
They resurrect him and kill him again.
He gets out of the Sarlacc pit, and then he dies.
So
just pulls him back in.
So BB-8 is R2-D2's father, right? That's what happens?
Chronologically, no, I'm not quite sure. That.
No, dude, I heard it. That's what happened.
That's a malt bomb, man.
Ooh.
Smells like...
All right. For my Cotman, been caught drinking, I got to have the Simpleton IPA from Santa Darius.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just nonchalantly drops that. Yeah.
Santa Darius.
Saison Bernice sitting in the cellar right now.
Oh, my God.
But then I had a killer 805 after that, bro. Yeah.
Washed that taste right out.
Yeah. got to have really.
the Hoppy Sour Mandarina. From Almanac, and that was actually, I was pleasantly surprised with that. I wasn't expecting much of hops and sour. Words hurt, man.
Don't forget that.
Was really pleased with Death by Coconut from Oscar Blues.
Yes, so good. That stuff
is phenomenal.
The Oscar Blues.
Almond Joy in a bottle, but
wow.
I have a ton of that at the house.
Yes, you do. Pennsylvania Tuxedo from Dogfish Head tastes like a pine tree.
Yep.
Like Christmas tree. Really good if you can find it. And aside from that, a couple of Jester Kings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Beer de Miel and the El Cedro, I think.
Yep.
Beer de Miel was okay. The El Cedro was phenomenal. Super hoppy. Saison, really good.
How? Where? That's about it. How?
Buddy's mom went to Texas, brought him back.
Oh, okay.
And went searching for it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Austin, right?
The irony was he hates Saisons, told her to get some Jester King, and Jester King is all farmhouse ales.
Mostly.
No, it's all pure farmhouse ales. That's what they do.
It is.
So Justin reaped the rewards.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Very nice.
That's my been caught drinking.
Mm-hmm. Nick.
Oh, my turn finally.
The Nick.
So, as if Rush Day wasn't cool enough, we had a little shindig after that. Afterward, called Thanksmas.
Yeah.
And as if my dreams couldn't have come true on a better night.
Ooh.
Pretty much turned into a barrel age stout fest.
Whoa. Yeah. Stout fest,
bro. So we started with, I'll start with the non-stout, was the barrel aged smoke chaser from Tioga Sequoia. You should always begin your beer tastings with that beer.
I was going to say, you guys didn't start with that, did you?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God.
That's how you start.
Bye-bye taste buds. 15%.
All 15% of it is what we started with.
Jesus.
Damn. From there, we went to Ninkasi's Ground Control.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what did you think of that?
That was awesome.
I've got a bottle of that waiting. I'm curious.
You could ride that pony until you're ready.
Oh, my gosh, damn
it. Excited, yeah. That one's gonna hang around. That'll be a good one to sit on or drink now. Missions Barrel Age Dark Seas.
Okay.
I don't think this was a barrel age, but Alesmith Speedway Stout was mixed in there.
Mm. You gotta have the Vietnamese, man.
I gotta have that.
Pita Kebab always has it. Like once in a while, they have a keg and they did like. They'll tap it for a day, and then whoever's left, they'll untap it and leave it in the back.
Oh, shit.
And I've had it twice already. And
it's still pouring good.
It's so good.
Now, what about didn't they do Hawaiian?
Yeah. No, they did. They're going to do Hawaiian
They're going to do it. Okay. Yeah. They haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
You said, sorry, Nick.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm on a tangent here for a second.
This better be good.
Now how they tap it for a while and then they untap it and put it away. Now, if you're, once you've tapped a keg, you guys, probably a beater brewer might be able to tell me.
Right now.
And then you just untap it and put it away. Like, how much have you affected it by tapping it already? It has got to be way better than like opening a bottle and then sealing it back up with like a wine stopper.
Yes. So the only issue with tapping a keg is if you have a much higher carbonation percentage than what the keg was carbed at, there's a chance that you could overcarb it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If it sits online consistently and it's not poured, it could make the beer undrinkable by overcarbonation. But the whole theory is oxygen is what oxidizes beer, which is what the trouble you have with growlers and beer bottles. Once open, it begins to oxidize. So in theory, kegs on draft with CO2, emitted into them, they should be able to last, depending upon the beer style. IPAs, you should be able to get 90 days out of a keg. Normal beer styles, you should be able to get 6 months, 9 months on draft if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just it.
So that doesn't hurt it too much to just keg, tap it, and then I'm like, oh, we've got half a keg. Let's put it away.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it.
If you replace, beer with food grade CO2, it's preserving it.
All right. Good tangent. All right Nick.
Sorry,
you got any bin contest?
So we get back to the Barrel Age Fest. Barrel Aged Narwhal from Sierra Nevada, 2015. And then the...
Yeah, bro.
Had it. Barrel Aged Mallard's Odyssey.
Ooh.
Damn. I don't think I have that?
No, I think you blitzed.
We had to go. Yeah. I missed out. Bro.
This is that beer camp.
Like right? It was one of the
beer camp beers.
Like a ballroom blitz?
Like a ballroom blitz. And they took the beer camp beer and they barrel aged it and released it, I think, just before Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Marotte Shell had it. Actually, I ran into Mario and he's like, dude, go get that beer right now. They're not going to have much of it. I was like, okay. You do what Mario says.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's right. Damn straight.
And so those two next to each other was kind of fucking crazy but cool at the same time. So I'm glad I got an extra Mallard's Odyssey sitting on the shelf.
Mallard's Odyssey, that's not a stout, right? It's a...
Oh, good question. I always thought it was. It just says ale. It just says ale aged in bourbon barrels.
I'll look it up.
But that was done with... Crap. Who was the Beer Camp collab done with on that one?
Imperial Dark Ale.
Okay.
American Porter style beer.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember the collab on that one. And then we also mixed in a Midnight Rush from Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe Bells.
Tioga got in there.
What was that, the Bells brew?
I think the Mallard's Odyssey was Bells.
Bells, okay.
Bells, bro.
Yeah. Mallard's Odyssey? Bells, no, bro. I thought that was Sierra Nevada.
No, but
it was Beer Camp.
The Beer Camp. Oh, whatever. That's where it came from.
Fuck, I'm not listening anymore.
Clearly.
That was the Barrel Age Festival.
I'm Dorktown on Untap.
Dorktown.
Bearded Brewery.
Yeah,
7.
I had that ground control. It was from space. Spaceys, bro. I had a beer.
I want the Wu-Tang beer.
Part of it was in space.
You went to visit Major Tom?
Yes. So I tasted space, and nice. Space tastes great.
It does.
Oh!
Yes!
Now, what just happened was...
I just got canned from space.
No, we have... In the Raptors,
the
we
universe
have
was
our,
talking to
our
you.
Can conquests, and I stick it up there with, like, adhesive tape, and they don't
buy
work
a dollar
that
store,
well.
Where do you buy it?
Occasionally, they come down, and it's very... It's not, like, all the time. It's pretty rare, and one just came down onto my shoulder. A can just fell on my shoulder.
Use what, the force. What gets me is the Maui Brewing, the coconut, has been, it's been at yes. an angle for several weeks, but it has not given way. Yep.
There's
but,
a Maui Brewing that's just been looking like it's going to go for several weeks.
It's that vending machine at Chuck E. Cheese where it's like, oh, you want this? You could get it. Oh, the claw didn't grab it.
No. So yeah, I just got a can.
I just like the irony of you got hit by a UFO while talking about the ground control.
Wow, dude. The studio ghost, man.
The universe just, I'm never posting another picture on that Instagram or the Facebook page.
You owe us a bottle.
I do. You owe us an Avery
bottle. That was weird. The Speedway Stout. You forgot about that, Nick. Did you? I don't think you mentioned
no,
that.
No, we did.
Oh, okay. It.
You must have been peeing.
I was off looking at the cans. yeah, but I had that.
That was actually kind of weird because that was your gift for the White Elephant.
Yeah, I know. And then
I grabbed it and somebody else stole it, but they're like, fuck it, let's open it right now.
Yeah.
So it worked out anyway.
Yeah, it worked out for me.
Hell yeah.
The White Elephant I got, it's still in my fridge.
Yeah, what are you saying?
And I stole from you. It's the Anchor Christmas bottle.
Huge.
It's huge.
It's huge,
right?
I need one of those in my life.
I had a Blazing World from Modern Times. I got it from Whole Foods Cross Cost Plus.
Not World,
Whole
Market.
World Market. World Market.
Cost Plus World Market, not Whole Foods.
I think I saw you that day because I was...
yeah, you did.
I was getting a ride
Where
home.
Where was I at?
Well, no,
Mikey was doing donuts in the parking lot. He was so happy.
With my Toyota pickup.
So, I think I was...
I got Blazing World, bitches!
What was happening? So, that day...
Damn, I wish I had my Mustang, so...
Oh, man.
I was riding... Mustang! I was riding with Shayna.
Put a light bar on it.
And Shayna. So, we went to...
Ooh, Shayna.
Me and Shayna. Which is a her, yes. We went to Sports Authority so she could exchange a jacket. And then we went to the Apple store to pick up a new iPad for Tioga. And we were coming back down Shaw. And I was just like, Fruit is my favorite street.
Fruit's my street, yo.
Fruit is a street where it has very low traffic. It is very clear. It's straight shot.
And no Sometimes. Bicycles.
Up to Bullard.
Sometimes.
You've been to Fruit South? South Fruit?
And so
it's a little different.
And so it was one of those incidences where we were on Fruit turning left onto Bullard. Fight Club.
Nobody talks about South Fruit.
So we were on Fruit turning left onto Bullard at the stoplight, and I see Mikey drive by, and I wanted to like, hey Mikey, but I was like, I am in a car he does not recognize. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm in the passenger seat. So I was like, nope. And I was like, maybe it wasn't Mikey, and I see him turn on to the street and it was him, and I was just like, oh my god, I just saw Mikey from the perfect car.
I've got my A sticker in the back of the truck, that's how you know.
Damn. Yeah, that's how you know.
That's how you know.
That's how you know it's me.
That's how you know it's me. So, I don't know. I had some other beers, but who cares? I had a Hermitage. No, I was at a Yard House. They have Hermitage.
Holy shit.
The Jaurelio Single Hop Series IPA.
That's
from Hermitage.
What did you think of that one?
I think it was pretty okay. I think I liked it.
That's the strangest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Heading up to Santa Clara,
so I need a vote right now. Are we gonna pop that?
Whatever. What?
Yes.
We need more beers.
We're gonna open the Captain from Restaller, or are we gonna open the Anchor?
Yes.
No.
There's enough people for the Anchor.
Oh, there's enough.
Not enough people for
no.
that.
It's a big bottle.
Like Dave, anybody?
But there's five people is more than we normally have.
But
on
that's going to shut down the. There's not going to be any more beers.
Logarithm is
if we open the Captain. I think it'll feel like a good idea to open the Anchor.
All right.
This is a good point.
How many ounces is that bottle?
I don't know.
It's like I think it's a 500 milliliter. No.
That's
sorry.
Small.
Sorry. Five. No, no.
Thousand?
It's a 3 liter.
5,000.
3 liter?
Jesus Christ.
3 liter.
That is...
Because Russian River does 5 liters. But.
The 3 liter, that'd be 4 wine bottles.
Oh.
That's...
Oh, no.
that's like close to five Boone's Farms. That's a good amount.
Is that Boone's Farms?
Okay, so I'm going to open this, and maybe we'll get to that bottle.
I love gold.
What the hell do we have now on from this show?
Sacramento, California. Ristaller. It's capped, which I assume is short for captain.
Oh, I think we've had this.
This is courtesy.
Oh, Mikey doesn't want any.
I don't want it.
Of Garage Door Brewing.
When I was
Garage Door.
When I was in Sacramento,
I'm waiting for Garage. I heard Garage Door got some new equipment.
They got some new shit.
They got some new shit, dude. Garage Door is coming up. Here we go. And they know how to dress up as Dick in the Box. I'm just saying.
Step one.
If you're at that party, if you're at the party, aforementioned party, you know what I'm talking about.
The cool kids.
Yep.
Thanksmas brings all kinds of things to the table. Besides just barrel aged beers.
Steve and his wife dressed up as Dick in the Box. So I'm just saying.
We didn't mention the Jedi beers we drank from Pendragon yet.
I skipped that in the Been Caught Drinking. So started to mention it earlier. House of Pendragon released like one or two beers every day of the week that The Force Awakens was released.
Yep.
There were Star Wars themed beers such as the Hop Awakens and a bunch of
Jedi
other
Rye.
They had at least three of them that we got to try that were all East Coast style IPAs, hazy, like East Coast yeast, and they were phenomenal. I'm really hoping that they start to make these
my
kind of a
favorite
regular.
Of the bunch that I had was the Jedi Rye. It was a pun on episode six.
Episode
Return 6, of the Jedi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was.
It was, yeah.
It was juice, orange juice, hop juice.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
You got to make it there.
I'm sure they still have at least some of them on tap.
Ooh. Any beers you guys are looking out for right now?
So,
some beers out there to look out for.
Yes and no. So I just went to the fridge. I looked at the bottle.
Yeah.
I was wrong. It's not a 3 liter. it's a 50 ounce. So it's just under a 2 liter. But 64 ounces is technically 4 pints. Yeah. So that is the perfect size beer for a crowd of 5 people. So thank you and fuck you all.
You want to pull it out, man. I'm ready.
No,
we're ready.
I was told to not do it.
No.
I said it would sound like a good idea.
After this beer, is what you said.
After this beer, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have. Look out for Rogue Brewing from Oregon.
Yeah.
They have not been bought. They are not a buyout beer. They have a hop family series coming out. There's 4 different IPAs, 4, 6, 7, 8. These are the names. They're celebrating 8 varieties of hops that are grown on Rogue Farms. January is when they start coming out, and they're all 4 different beers. IPAs, and they're all coming out in January, so that's something to look out for from Rogue. Yeah, Jake, I don't think Jake likes Rogue.
No, they make good beer.
It's something else. Maybe I'm missing something else.
I'm trying to summon him to go to the fridge and get the big bottle. It's just like good me to go, no.
It's in the door.
No.
It's in the door.
I have heard some things about Rogue not having the most employee-friendly policies.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
I don't like that.
None of it's substantiated, so.
There's a
unsubstantiated.
As far as I know, I've seen him in town once, and I never asked him. But there was a brewer at Sequoia that left to go work for Rogue.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember who his name was, but
I knew
his girlfriend.
Whoa!
Hi-yo.
How did you know her?
She's hot.
How well did you know her?
Yeah, no, they used to come into Peeves all the time, and I think his name. Andrew is the brewer there, but I wish I could remember his name. But yeah, he left Sequoia Brewing to go to work for Rogue, and I've only seen him in town once since then. But I mean, that has to be not a terrible thing to be hired by Rogue and move out of California.
Yeah.
I think that sounds pretty good to me. If I was working for Rogue, I'd be somewhat pretty much always happy.
Yeah.
Really big beer to look out for, guys. Rebel Raw from Sam Adams.
What?
Rebel Raw. 10% IPA.
No way.
It's this new concept. You're supposed to drink it fresh.
Drink it fresh. It's Rebel Raw. It's out there now, guys. Nobody's had Rebel Raw? You
not
guys?
Yet, not yet.
We're not allowed.
I say, we've actually tried all the other Rebels. We haven't tried Rebel Raw yet.
We've made a stand against it.
Yeah, we stand against
it. I sent a picture not too long ago to
self-imposed.
Matt. I got a sample of the grapefruit on tap.
Oh, yeah?
Grapefruit.
It's that, what was that like?
I think I ignored that.
Yeah. it tastes like a shandy. It's not.
Shandy?
Yeah, it's not an IPA.
East Coast, bro.
It's just like, I don't know, man.
East Coast loves their shandy.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
So, yeah, it's completely different from what they're trying to go at, I guess, like Ballast Point. They're a grapefruit IPA. It's, mm-hmm. it's completely different. You can tell. If you had it side by side, you can tell the difference easily.
Right.
By smell.
It tastes like artificial.
Or? Yeah, it's exactly. Artificial. I don't know what Ballast Point does, but they, you know, when they were not big beer, they were good.
Before
their buyout beer.
Yeah.
All right. Green Flash is Pacific Gem. It's a single hop from their Hop Odyssey series. It's shipping in January, so Pacific Gem.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. That's all I'm saying. So
that's it.
Is there any other things you guys are looking out for?
Fuck no.
Fuck no. I don't look out for anything. We got some nice iTunes reviews in the past month. We had a bad year for iTunes reviews until the past couple months. So, from Rainbow, no
Rainbow,
no Rin BMW RNM BMW. Absolutely 5 stars. Absolutely flipping hilarious. Great beer suggestions and updates on local craft beer scene. Thumbs up.
Wow.
This one's from Daily G13, funniest beer podcast. Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm reviewing.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
So good job, Daily G. And this one from Mark Meister. Awesome podcast, local or not. I love this podcast. Lots of reasons. First and foremost, because they are the cutting edge of beer news and new releases. They're also great at because they are local in my area and they give me great beers and where to get them. The silly stuff, like all the nicknames, the Scotty B feature, and the humor all add to the enjoyable, literal beer geek factor. But it's great. So.
That's why you listen to craft podcasts.
Yeah.
Not buyout podcasts.
Indie craft beer podcasts, not buyout podcasts. So, yeah, if you could give us a review on iTunes, that'd be awesome. It always helps us. Supposedly, it helps us in iTunes. That's what they say in the podcasting game. So, it's time for cheers, unless we got a beer to open.
Yes.
Ooh.
The Backwoods Bastard.
Oh, from the Founders?
The Founders.
The Founders, very prevalent in the Fresno area now.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, damn it.
Fail.
Okay, go.
I couldn't catch up.
Okay, now.
I couldn't catch up.
I love gold.
I love
gold.
I love gold.
All right.
Silence.
Silencio.
We're like,
silencio,
that silence says everything. We're only an hour and a half in. We're fine.
So, Backwoods Bastard is an ale aged oak bourbon barrels.
Bourbon barrels.
Looks like it has Gandalf on the label.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that bastard.
The bastards. That's no good.
Nick just.
I did him.
Just touched himself.
Mic trick.
This is barrel age.
Mm-hmm.
I smell barrel.
Barrel age scotch, right?
But it's like light. It's not heavy barrel. It's not overly barrely.
A wee bit boozy.
Ooh, man.
Right, description
that's hot.
Says,
a little bit hot.
lovely warm smells of single malt scotch,
yes,
oaky bourbon barrels, smoke, sweet caramel. Man,
I hate winter.
And roasted malts. A bit of earthy spice.
So nice.
And a scintilla of dark fruit.
Chill out, man. Chill out.
Damn these winter beers.
It's a kick-ass sipper made to excite the palate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah, congrats to Howard Stern for staying in satellite. You should have gone podcast, Howard. You should have gone podcast.
Could have been right up there with the perfect pour.
Yep. Could have been up there with
That's what man. He was afraid of.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't.
Too much competition.
I can't compete with the perfect pour. Sorry, Howard. You stay in your satellite radio.
I was going to do it. I was going to do it.
I was going to do it.
It wasn't appropriate at this juncture.
Juncture? This juncture?
A quick look out for all the guards.
All the guards.
All Justin, to Obamacare.
Yeah, Obamacare on Untap. Bro, I got another. Oh, Untap needs to do private. If Untap does private messaging, it's
it might be
it's
spam
on.
Friendly.
It's on.
Yeah.
You like sexy ladies? Yes.
Yeah, the girl
sex and beer, please.
The girls that are on Untappd, it's like one girl to every 40 guys. So like if there was direct messages on Untappd, they would be the girls on Untappd would just get constant.
So
messages.
Long as there's no picture messages, they'll be
all right. They'll be all right.
You like my Pliny, yes.
You like Pliny? How about this Pliny?
That's a dick, sir. It's not a Pliny.
That's not a Pliny, actually. I like
and it's Pliny. That's no whale.
Here's a beer bottle.
No whale. That's not a whale.
That's not a whale.
Here's a beer bottle a next to my
that's
schwab.
A tuna.
Smeltfest 2015.
That's a buyout dick.
Oh!
Don't send me your buyout dick pics.
Wow. Hashtag buyout dicks.
Buyout dick.
Well, now like, name come that Friday, beer. Saturday, I'm going to start searching for hashtag buyout dicks. If you're going to post anything.
It might happen.
Oh, but no, I don't think I want to see it.
Never mind.
Nah, you want to see it.
Scratch that idea.
No, no.
Bad idea.
New Year's resolution, stop having bad ideas.
Cheers. Time for some cheers. Cheers to Blue Dogs.
Blue Dogs.
Yeah. For calling out Camden Town Brewery.
Yeah, I knew you would like that. I was like, I thought I had to tag you. And I was like, why are you going to love this?
I like them. Like,
Mikey loves a good buyout.
Like we were saying earlier, like a couple hours ago. Breweries usually don't call out other breweries.
That's true.
Either they back them up or they just stay silent. But it's nice that BrewDog said, yeah, fuck you. I'm pulling your beer from our fucking tap room.
I bet they sold it like 50 cents that day. Like, get rid of it. Just fucking get rid of it. Just sell it out. Let's clear the keg.
50, yeah, yeah.
50 cent beers.
Oh, I think they went Boston Tea Party and dumped them in the river.
That's what I want. As long as there was a camera around.
Yeah.
I don't think BrewDog does anything without a camera.
No, they probably did an episode like, let's brew this beer and with using this beer and let's see what happens.
Using as water. cheers to some Facebookers. Michael Lockyer, Jose Georgia, Jose from Georgia.
All right.
And Rosendo Martinez. And of course, Mike from Society and Society Brewing for giving us a Christmas card.
Oh, that Mike.
You got a Christmas card.
Ho, 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 to you.
Ho, ho, ho. And Kyle for the Jolly Folly. Thank you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Next week, guys, we're going to give our top beers of 2015. So if you want to if you need something to call in the Perfect Pour about, give us your top beers. 559-492-0542. 2015's beers, your top beers, your personal top beers of 2015. Any cheers you guys have?
I have one cheers. I have a new Untappd friend request from Brian. His handle on there is Douche Meat.
Douche Meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Douche Meat.
Douche.
You douche me, bro.
The douche. That is a cheers.
Any cheers, Jake from Save
Run? Just cheers to you guys again.
Whatever.
Allowing us to have.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, get out of here, bro.
Like James said, I've been on here too much, I guess. I don't want to.
He's just jealous.
Make him angry. He said he wants to take a week off and just stay here. And
yes, we have a futon ready.
Got a futon.
Hey, you know, Greg from SD Beer Talk drove all the way up to Fresno.
That's right.
For the weekend. So,
he says you never invite him.
So Big Game Jay could just do this. Greg just said, I'm going to drive up. Can I be on your show? And we said, yes. So.
And then he did all his planning. He made all his plans. he picked his hotel. Yeah. He went up. He picked his route. He went up to Southgate and
Mariposa. You guys don't have lodging here?
Yeah, we don't have lodging.
We have futon. No,
if you want to stay in the garage, we have futon.
Yeah. The dog farts and futon.
Dog farts.
Yeah, you know.
Bush
so James, you know, he's more than welcome.
Yep.
All right. I'll relay the message tomorrow.
Cheers, Justin. Do you have any cheers?
I guess I'd just like to cheers the craft beer scene in Fresno in general.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's been growing quite drastically. And just a couple of years ago, I mean, you wouldn't be able to find a beer that all of us hadn't had in any store around town.
It's true.
And now you go to a store, we haven't had half the beers in there. So it's a nice thing to see. So
cheers
to Fresno.
One notable cheers, would be Fresno. Like Alpine Nelson. Like we never thought we'd get Alpine Nelson.
Green Flash Nelson.
Well, that was before Green Flash did the thing.
But now we get it now. It's a treat. Yep. It's a treat.
It's a treat. That's such a treat.
You can go to the bar, get a Fieldwork beer, and get apparently now a Beechwood beer.
Yeah, apparently we can get a Beechwood in town. Damn it, I can get down there this week.
And Perennial too. Shit.
Yeah. Abraxas this past weekend.
What?
Ooh. Yeah. Beer to the People had Abraxas and keg and bottles, and somebody's getting it soon.
Yeah, I can't say it.
Where's Abraxas?
It's coming back to town, I guess.
Where's Abraxas? Our friend the Bay Area.
The boys are back in town?
Oh, no, that's the Bakersfield one. James is telling us about that. Damn it. Nick, you have some cheers.
Cheers to Big Game Jay and Scotty B for being on Rush Day episode. Double cheers to Scotty and Steven from Garage Door Brewing. Hung out with them.
Yeah.
Watching their Imperial Stout be rude.
I looked in Steven's box.
Did you now?
Yeah, I did.
What was in there?
Nothing.
Oh.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Cheers to Delish Brew on Instagram. Cheers to Tadalad. Tadalad's back.
Tadalad.
And cheers to A Pint of Hoppiness. Also Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, we're at Perfect Pour Pod on all the social media, so including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And PerfectPourPodcast.com is the website. And that's all you need to know. And I think we're about done here. Podcasting about beer.
Sunburn.
Have a good week and drinking indie beer.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Who knows who's gonna be the next brewery that gets bought by Budweiser?
Ooh.
On the next Perfect Pour Summer. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Cat edition.